I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK or online at speckbrothers.com. Hey, my name is Paul. I host a little show called Viva La Mock right here on WRCT, which you can hear on Friday nights. However, right now, for the next 30 minutes, it's my pleasure to showcase for you the music of Buffalo Tom.
was a little ship in South America. Key Grand, oh, the land that lies so low. There was a little ship in South America. Key, she went by the name of the Golden Willow Tree. We hadn't been a sailing more than 2 weeks or three. Crying, oh, the land that lies so low. We hadn't been a sailing more than 2 weeks or three till we came in sight of the British Rover. She sailed in the lowland, lonesome low. She sailed in the low. Step the captain, says, what are we gonna do? Crying, oh, the lonesome land so low. Up step the captain, says, what are we gonna do if we overtake and they'll cut us in two? They'll sink us in the lowland, lonesome low. They'll sink us in the lowland so low. Up step the in the lowland, lonesome low. You'll sink them in the lowland so swam. He swam till he came to the British Rover. He had a little instrument fitted for his use. He bore nine rows and he bore them all at once. Well, he turned upon his breast and back swam. He swam till he came to the Golden Willow Tree. Captain, oh captain, come take me on board and do unto me.
Bottom of the sea, he sank in the lowland, lonesome. Hey, kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college...
To say this has been a challenging week for a majority of Americans is a huge understatement. While the Supreme Court is trying to take us back to the 1950s, they cannot undo everything. In an attempt to take back the narrative, we want to celebrate and uplift the culture. Lucky for us, August marks the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, which was born from two turntables and a microphone at a back-to-school party in the Boogie Down Bronx back in 1973. Ever since then, hip-hop, like jazz, has become one of America's most important and celebrated art forms and given voice to the voiceless. It introduced a new, uniquely American and uniquely Black art form and challenged social norms by taking on ideas like racial inequality, police brutality, and gender roles.
The Sugar Hill Gang.
Hip-hop has become an economic juggernaut, as our friends at Nightly News pointed out back in 1990.
Music has power, all right. The advertising industry is betting rap music has selling power. NBC's Deborah Roberts reports.
In the city, ladies look pretty.
For years, rap music with its raw, tough edge was a sound heard mainly on the streets where it was born. Then it moved to MTV.
Hammer time!
But now, move over, gentle jingle, rap is ripping through commercial land, selling everything from soft drinks to sneakers.
Oh, my God. Hip-hop has documented in real time the stories of marginalized communities and stands as a reminder that freedom of expression is one thing the right and even the Supreme Court cannot take from us. Joining me now are two giants of hip-hop, Fab Five Freddy and KRS-One. Thank you both for being here. I was just laughing at that because watching the Today Show attempt to explain hip-hop was one of the funniest things that I think I had seen that clip before, and I found that very hilarious. Very hilarious. And the choices they made. Lord Jesus. I got to go to you first, Fab, my friend. You are part of building this hip hop museum, which I cannot wait till it's open and I can go and see it. But can you just sort of give us your sense, having been around from day one, kind of what has hip hop meant to Black music and to America?
You know, it's amazing, Joy. You know, I'm home in Harlem right now. And I think about this often, the fact that hip hop came right off of these New York streets at a time when New York was depressed, economically, you know, on the ground, on its back. And then we just took just two turntables, a microphone, you know, the B-boys and B-girls started dancing. Graffiti artists made incredible images. And we wanted to control that narrative. That was key for me and the things that I've done. I also was honored and proud to get to direct KRS-One's first music video, My Philosophy, one of the people that came into this game with strong messages and a strong vibe and informed and educated so many of us. So it's really been an honor to see this thing that was born and bred right here in these New York streets become this global juggernaut that still rocks the house to this day.
Yeah, and KRS-One, it's just an honor just to talk to you, my brother. I want to ask you the same question. Like, what has hip-hop meant? Because the thing is, it has now become very commercial. It is now huge. It's one of the biggest businesses on the planet. Do you think that it still has the same messaging power? Because back, you know, when you were doing it, it really was, in a way, it was our CNN. But do you think it has retained that power? And what do you think hip-hop means to the world?
Well, actually, you don't have an hour for that one. But I say, first of all, shout out Fab Five Freddy. Big up to you, Fred.
Yes.
What's going on?
First of all,
keep in mind that business is never going to be bigger than the culture. The business, and I should just say capitalism itself, gets its resources from culture itself. So no matter how big the business is, the culture is bigger. In that sense, now move over to the idea of performing arts. Yes, we are selling a huge amount of records. We're also streaming, you know, all this type of stuff. But keep in mind also that breaking, emceeing, graffiti art, DJing, beatboxing are also the most performed arts in the world as well. This is what points to culture. And so I just say that, you know, as a surface answer, the business is never going to be bigger than the culture. And keep this in mind. As big as the business is, always remember, the culture is bigger. So with all the success we're having in business, just imagine what's really going on the street level in the world today in regards to hip-hop. Our 50th year, our semi-centennial is crazy right now, how the world is celebrating what's going on. Shout out to 1520, Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx. That's where it started.
And I mean, there has been a big debate whether, I know the Bronx started it, but you know, I'm from Brooklyn originally. But Queens was always in the house, Queensbridge. We know the bridge is over. You know, we know that there's always been a debate. Each of you, I'm going to give you a real quick pop quiz. Where do you think the real home of hip hop is? First, start with you, Karis. One, where's the real home of hip hop? Is it Queens? Is it the Bronx?
Officially, the real home of hip hop is 1520 Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx. That's where we started. Cool DJ Herc and his sister Cindy started the party right there. And so we took it out to 1600 Park, then down to Cedar Park. I'll cut it off.
Fab, you agree. I take it you agree. I see the amen.
Yeah, KRS-One is 100% accurate, but what a lot of people don't know about, because these guys didn't make records, there was a mobile street DJ scene, disco DJs, that were what led to Kool Herc. These were, you know, guys that were in all of the boroughs, Queens, Brooklyn, and Manhattan. Yeah. But the guys in the Bronx put a remix on it and did something unique and much needed that we could all take part in.
Amen. Well, I'm keeping both of these great brothers, these legends, with me for just a hot minute, just a little bit. After the break, we're going to play Who Won the Week. Stay there. We made it to the end of another week, which means it's time to play our favorite game, Who Won the Week? Back with me, two legends, Fab Five Freddy and KRS-One. KRS-One, my brother, who won the week?
Mayor Ross J. Barack of Newark, New Jersey won the week. Mm. The city of Newark is on the rise, and the crime rate is going way down. It's amazing.
Amen, amen, amen. Fab, who won the week?
I'm gonna give the week to Yusef Salaam, the young brother that was wrongfully convicted, one of the Central Park Five, has now won the primary for a Harlem City Council seat. I'm so amazed. He encapsulates the story of so many Black Americans.
Yes.
This is amazing story, inspirational, and I'm voting for this brother right here.
I love that, and we did not plan this, but we have an interview with him next week. I cannot wait for that, so thank you. Fab Five Freddy, KRS-One. Who won the week, in my view? Old school hip-hop. I could not have y'all on and not say old school hip-hop won. We're going to have Missy Elliott. You're going to have old school hip-hop is going to be representing this weekend at Essence Fest. I wish I was there, but I'm just going to be there in spirit.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes, 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 yes. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
posse from the Bronx is thick. In real, real life, we roll correctly. A lot of suckers would like to forget me, but they can't. Cause like a champ, I have got a record of knocking out the frauds in a second. On the mic, I believe that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I got juice. I just produce, create, innovate on a higher level. I'll be back, but for now, just settle. In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak. I play the nine and you play the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start this? Teaching other artists, styles, and new concepts at their hardest. Yo, cause I'm a teacher and Scott is a scholar. It ain't about money, cause we all make dollars. That's why I walk with my head up. When I hear whack rhymes, I get better. Rap is like a setup, a lot of games, a lot of suckers with colorful names. And drug selling. See, I'm telling and teaching pure facts. The way some act in rap is kind of whack and it lacks creativity and intelligence. But they don't care because their company's selling it. It's my philosophy on the industry. Don't bother dissing me or even wishing we soften, dilute, or commercialize all the lyrics, because it's about time one of y'all hear it and hear it firsthand from an intelligent brown man. A vegetarian, no goat or ham or chicken or turkey or hamburger. What it meant to DJ Scott LaRock.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes, I think very deeply.
A little unrational. A lot of MCs like to use the word dramatical. Fresh for 88, you suckers.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is 1 to 1 for a Sunday.
right, y'all. Here we go. Just clap your hands and you stomp your feet, cause you're listening to the sound of the show shot beat. I'm the K-I-N-G, the G-I-M, King Jim the Third, and I am here, just me, Fat Fat, and the crew. We're doing it all just for you. We're strong as an ox and tall as a tree. We can rock you so viciously. We throw the hives in your eyes, the bass in your face. We're the funk machines that rock the human race. Skate down, boogie shot. Come on, girl, let's do the rock. Slam dunk, do the jerk. Let me see your body work. To the beat, everybody. To the beat, everybody. Two, four, six, eight. Fat back, don't you hesitate.
Yeah.
top. Once you reach the top, you won't be alone. You got King Jim on the microphone. Just grab your partner, you start to swing, cause I'm well known just like Burger King. I don't sell burgers, over and fries. I'm only here to make your nature right. Just grab your partners around and round. Just grab her by the butt and boogie down. Just open up a jacket and open a bra and dance just like at the Mardi Gras. I'm the man of action, the main attraction. The girls call me the satisfaction. I'm the Romeo, the Casanova. Here tonight, I'm going to get over to the beat. Everybody, to the beat.
I wanted to take y'all back a few years. So we did, with the help of Joy Reid, Fab Five Freddy, and Chris Parker, a.k.a. KRS-One. Fab Freddy, well, Freddy used to come to Pittsburgh a lot back in the early 80s to the old WYAP when it was on Cable Place. We had a graffiti wall there in that basement. And he liked the graffiti that we had on the wall. He used to come in and visit Lynette a few times a week because she was playing hip-hop on the radio back then. And we really enjoyed talking with Freddie back then. And I'm glad to see things that are coming along with the hip-hop museum. A lot of folks working on that, including Paradise and a few others. So that's like an awesome thing. King Tim III, Fatback, was the original band that did one of the first songs in hip-hop. It was not Sugar Hill Gang, as people tend to lean on. That's not the truth. It's a Fatback band. And we got some more reflections coming up. Going to hear from Busta Rhymes, maybe Jimmy Castor, possibly P-Funk, and a few others. Yeah, P-Funk. Yep, hitting you with the bop gun. Yes, indeed. And maybe Hustlers Convention and Gil Scott-Heron as well. Oh, yeah, they definitely had a role in the hip-hop music.
Attempts I could find. Well, now they call me sport, cause I pushed the bar short and loved all the women to death. I partied hard and packed a mean rod and could knock you out with a right or a left. I'd learned to shoot pool, playing hooky from school at the tender age of 9. And by the time I was 11, I could pad roll 7 and down me a whole quart of wine. I was making it a point to smoke me a joint at least once during the course of the day. And I was snorting scab while other kids played tag. And my elders went to church to pray. I pitched pennies and down bennies and played the horses at the track. I wanted cards against tremendous odds. And my favorite game was blackjack. I sold and lost cause my game was so boss. I mean, I had my shit down pat. And I was running through bitches like rags to riches, cause that's where my heart was at. Yes, I was a down stud's dream, a hustler supreme. There wasn't no game that I couldn't play. And if I caught a dude cheating, I would give him a beating, and I might even blow him away.
Right.
Now my ace boom poom was a young boy named Spoon. My crime partner from the block, he had served a bullet and a deuce. And now they were cutting him loose from the joint they called a rock. We had hung out as kids, serving alternate bids in various reform schools and jails. And he was like my kid brother, and we had helped one another till he was busted for some stolen good sales. When he finally came back on the scene, his wardrobe was lean, so I bought him some vines of his own. And then we lit up some smoke and snorted some coke. And I dug how the brother had grown. He was bigger and meaner, and his mind was more keener. And he had earned the rep with his hands. Plus, he was eager to compete with the hustlers on the street for my man at ambitious plans. And I lent him a yard, copped him a rod, a 38 blue steel piece. Then we split to the Cafe Black Rose to party with some hoes. And for dinner, we ordered a piece. About everybody goes to the Cafe Black Rose to drink, party, and eat. And if you ain't down, you better not hang around, else you sure as hell will get beat. The grease is nice and at a decent price, and all the bitches is fine. The jazz is so sweet, you'll be patting your feet while sipping on a cold glass of wine. You can cop your bag of reef or skag, and even some coke or some hash. But don't ask for no credit or they'll tell you forget it, cause hustlers only deal in cold cash. We had just finished greasing when the bitches started teasing for us to split and lay. Spoon's cunt collar was tight, which is understandably right after serving 3 years in a day. We about ready to split when I dug Brother Harmony Grip, a runner from the south side of town. He was coming our way, so I figured we'd lay and hear about the happenings going down. Brother Britt was hip to all kinds of shit. I mean, there wasn't nothing he didn't know. He knew every hustler's name, including his game and who did or didn't keep dough. We traded jive and slapped each other five. As Spoon silently checked him out, he had heard that Spoon was my ace boom poon, so he knew what our hustles was about. He was his usual self, sporting his wealth, clean from head to toe. He was dressed, pressed down in a pinstripe brown, and his pocket was bulging with dough. Dick, I've got some news you dudes could use that might help y'all get by. So I thought I'd nonchalantly mention the Hustlers Convention taking place at the end of July. It'll be at Ham Hocks Hall, winner take all, and only the best can play. Cost you 10 grand to get in, but you must continue to win or you won't be allowed to stay. There'll be money for the making, bitches for the taking, and all you can shoot, snort, smoke, or drink. And a whole lot of lames will fall victim to the games, cause only true hustlers can think. Gonna be hustlers galore, trying to score, traveling by land, sea, and air. There'll be a coming to play from New York and L.A. and other points distant and near. They'll start to arrive around 11:55 at number 66 Snake Eyes Square. Won't be no cops on this beat. They've been paid off real sweet. Why, even the mayor done copped the machete. Now, I'ma be in charge of the security men at large that'll be surveilling the flow. And when the shit hit the fan, just squeeze the palm of my hand. Now, let y'all slip out the door. Just give me 20% of each earned grand from either you or your man. Subtract it from your total net, and the words telephone for you will be y'all's cue to start easing from out of the set. Well, that's about it, Jim. It's time for me to split now. Y'all can school me in a week or two. Sport, you should make it a bet. Land on the set. Let Spoon make his Hustlers debut. winning, just thinking about winning. But we maintain a silent stare. The main hustle rule is don't blow your cool. So we acted like we didn't care. But I knew this was it as I watched grit split, contemplating what all this meant. Oh, I had saved my money like a B-Star's honey, just laying to make this event. Spoon let me know that he was ready to go, so we anteed up and split. We went to a Southside hotel called the Fires of Hell and proceeded to cop a little bit. Now the time flew by, and it was soon July, and the days grew funky and hot, but me and Spoon, we played it cool, and I taught him to shoot pool, till he could soon sink three in one shot. I kept him under wraps till he had mastered shooting craps, and could deal a winning hand. We would practice all day, then at night we would play poker, talk, and coon can. Soon Spoon got good at his old new livelihood, and now we were ready to deal. There was money to be made, this here hustler's trade, and soon it would be for real. We gave Good a ring the day before the thing to let him know that we'd be there, but it was early in the morning, cause Grit was still yawning, and all he could say was, yeah! Me and my man Spoon, we went shopping that noon to cop us some fronts for the set. We needed some vines that would blow their minds, plus give us all the finesse we could get. We went to a tailor named Wong, who sold soaps from Hong Kong, and could sew a suit on your back. I caught me a four-button roll, and he spun the spoon of silk gold. Then we split in our beige Cadillac. We went to Baby Blues to cop our shoes, some comfort split toes and canes. Blue smuggles in ships and makes overseas trips while hustling big company lanes. We rapped for a while, then left Blues in style, sporting our brand new kicks. Went to a hatter named Knox, copped some straw diamond blocks, then split by the quarter to six. We wined and dined and prepared our minds for the task that lay ahead. Jumped super clean and split to the scene, smoking Panamanian red. You could feel all the tension building up at the convention as the hustlers began to arrive. Must have been 9,000 or more that came through the door. The time was 11:55. There were pickpockets and dope peddlers, murderers and thieves, card sharp gamblers with aces up their sleeves, bank robbers, burglars, boosters and pimps, prostitutes, call girls and all kinds of nymphs, loan sharks, swindlers, counterfeiters and fences, crooked politicians spending campaign expenses, hijackers, arsonists, bookies and the mob, and anybody else who ever killed, cheated or robbed. Ex-Pugline Brown proceeded to pat us down while his fine broad checked our hats. Grit nodded to him slightly and Brown shook us down lightly, treating us like diplomats. Brown let us slide, so we went inside with our 38 strapped to our chest. Without making a sound, we slowly looked around the scope and all the rest of the guests. Ham Hock's hall was big, so there was a whole lot to dig. As our eyes swiftly scanned the place, the decor was flying. Everybody looked high as I focused on a familiar face. It was Stingy Brim Slim and his crime partner Jim, two hustlers from a long ways back. They were dressed to the bone, and their reputations are well known as bagging on kilos of smack. They were rapping with Big Bill Wheeler, international dope dealer, about who was gonna win the night. Bill had bet a grand on a hustler named Van, who supposedly had a shit up tight. But me and Spoon, we just grinned as we continued to pin to see who else was there. We spotted finger-popping Teddy and his call girl Betty, whose perfume had lit up the air. I
I recall the past and how Teddy's rep has spread fast, from being so swift with his hands, from the wallet in your pocket to a ring watch or locket. We specialize in expensive brands. Now Betty, it was said, could kill a great boy in bed and make the chumps admit they would come before they came. Then she would pickpocket the lame while telling him that he wasn't shit. My eyes caught a glimpse of two super fly pimps who had just come through the door. I could tell they were down from out of town just by the clothes that they wore. Like a peacock's parade, they strutted around on silk slacks, handmade, spawning tan alligator shoes, decked out in colorful shirts of pink, yellow, and red, stitching a gold blue thread, and acting like they couldn't lose. Spoon and I were impressed by the way these cats were dressed and how smooth they seemed to be. But there was one thing we knew for sure, and that's that there couldn't be no draw between us masters of streetology. We didn't find out till later from a booster named Ada the monikers that these cats went by. They were known as Spongy Carp from out of Harlem, New York, and his partner Chicago Shy. By now, the champagne was flowing, the big band was blowing, as the musicians gave it all they had. Some cats were dancing, others were romancing, but everybody's head was bad. The joint was packed back to back, and the hustlers were eager to begin. They were ready to play from night to day, because all of them wanted to win. There were private rooms in the rear at the top of the stair for the studs who wanted to lay, but the main set was below for the cats with the dough, the hustlers who had came there to play. We were now ready to oppose our illustrious foes, so we made it downstairs to the set. It was a quarter after one, and the players had already begun bidding on their opening bet.
Oh, uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Taste.
showing up in the bottom. Come on, hit the lick one time, stick. Thank you.
citizens of the universe, recording AD. We have returned to clean the pyramid. We are partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in three dishes. Yeah. Are you ready? Say it. Put a glide in your stride, a dip in your hip, and come on to the mothership, man. And do the loose booty.
I wanna right on the mothership. Do you? I wanna ride on the mothership. Do you? Do you wanna ride? Hey, do you wanna ride? Hey, if you wanna ride, help me sing. Come on, this way. I think I see the mothership coming. Yeah. I think I see the mothership coming. Yeah. I see the mothership coming. Yeah. Oh, swing down. Swing down. We'll be right back.
faster than a record with a bullet. More powerful than Bertha Butt. Able to reach the charts in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a super sound.
Everybody clap your hands. I just clap your hands, everybody. Everybody clap your hands.